Get all the lifestyle news right here on T-Life.
Yo, yo, Nation TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TB here. So today we're going to talk about a shampoo. Well, what is shampoo? Especially this one is for men, because usually we just buy one and then we think like it does a trick. But, you know, it's not the case. So we know that shampoo is what you use to make your hair look clean and help it smell great, but it actually works a little bit more mysteriously. So shampoo contains ingredients that are called surfactants that lower the surface tensions of water so that waters can mix with them and wash away your hair oil. Now, if you didn't use shampoo, water will be simply repelled by oil debris in your hair and you step out of the shower with hair that was still dirty and still oily. So today we're going to take a look at shampoo and how you choose them and how, by, you know, looking at your hair type and also your skin type, especially your scalp, alright? TFM.
Sit back and relax and enjoy T-Life.
Yo, Nation TFM here. Bonjour, it's me, T-P here. Alright, so choosing the right shampoo by hair type. We all have different kinds of hair, like fine hair, thinning hair, curly hair, frizzy hair, straight hair, delicate hair, and these are few that have been categorized by experts to choose the right shampoo for you. So if you have like fine hair, then you should choose volumizing shampoos, products that help you to give fine strands a lift so that your hair looks a little bit more volume. Thinning hair, then you can use a thickening shampoo, which increases the size of your hair strands. Curly hair, well, you can use a curly enhanced shampoo that excellent to reduce frizz and curls. After that, we have the frizzy straight hair. Now for these ideal products, you have to use a lightweight barrier, the shampoo that has a lightweight material to help to keep the strands from absorbing moisture from the air, reducing the risk of frizzing. And finally, the delicate hair. This one, you have to choose a sulfate-free shampoo. Products are shampoo that contains milder substances that won't damage your hair because it is prone to breakage. Now, this one, I think is mostly happening towards girls, right? TFM.
T-Life has everything you need.
Hey, what's up, Nation TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TB here. All right, up next, let's choose a shampoo by concern. Now, we all know that our hair are different. We have different scalp condition as well. Some of us has oily hair and scalp, some have dry hair and scalp, some we've got dandruff or product buildup. So what can you do? So if you have oily hair, clarifying shampoos are best because they can cut through the excess oils on your hair and scalp. If you have dry hair, then try moisturizing or hydrating shampoos. And then if you have dandruff, well, use anti-flake or dandruff shampoos that can promote a healthier and clearer scalp. And finally, for product buildup, try using a clarifying shampoo on a regular basis. Because if you have dry hair, shampooing with a clarifying shampoo once or twice a month can help keep the build up at bay. If not, you can typically use a clarifying shampoo on a weekly basis to eliminate styling product residues. So product build up are only those that, you know, you use a lot of products in your hair, especially when you use that gel, then you spray and then you spray again, you use conditioner and gel again. So these are the few concerns that you can use to choose a right shampoo, and most importantly, choose the one that has the most simplest and natural ingredient. TFM.